Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's say hello to Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. Joseph, I was thinking about you last night. We have these sirens around here going off because of the weather, and you have them going off there because of incoming missiles. I guess I'd rather have the weather situation, although that got pretty scary too last night. How you doing?
Yeah, you know, we have enough problems with the natural world without having to deal with invading Russia. Yeah. So I'm pretty good, Bob. I'm in Kyiv, the Ukrainian capital, where we arrived about 2 o'clock this morning. This city, before the war, a population of about 3 million, a city of wide boulevards, golden dome churches, split in half by the beautiful Dnipro River. And interestingly, it was founded several hundred years before Moscow. So it really is a much older place. And before, there's some sad news I probably need to mention today. I definitely need to mention. But before that, I wanted to share with you all a little bit of what it's like to travel through a country at war. And as we were driving last night, every gas station we passed, long lines of people trying to fill up. And about a little bit after 10 o'clock, we stopped at a station, which was almost completely darkened. It looked like it was closed. And as we went inside, there were two women working there under a very dim light, grilling hamburgers for truckers and soldiers that are moving through the country at night. But working almost in darkness, and the whole country, every single night, is much of it is in darkness, and just underscores how much daily life has changed here. The highway navigation signs are also often blocked out, although sometimes they've replaced the text with words that I can't repeat on radio, telling Russians where they should need to go and what they need to do. And so there is still a bit of humor. Here in Kyiv, as we arrived last night, we had to have a police escort to get through the city. The curfew is extremely strict. Kyiv was hit after about a month of calm. Kyiv was hit just about a week ago. So there still is a feeling that the capital is under threat.
And we're hearing this morning about the destruction of bridges, which gives the Russian military an advantage since they interrupt supply lines, don't they?
Exactly, yeah. There were two bridges connecting the city of Severodonetsk with the opposite riverbank of western side of the Donetsk River. And the Russians destroyed the last one yesterday, which makes it now impossible for the remaining citizens and soldiers to evacuate. And it's a very similar situation now to Mariupol. The Ukrainians are housed in an industrial plant. It's a nitrogen plant, and there's civilians there, and it's a horrible situation in that city. And in fact, we have a personal connection to some of the carnage there at our Ukrainian Freedom News bunker in Lviv. Since the beginning of the war, we've been housing foreign soldiers. Just people came to us, and we had places where they could stay. It's been difficult to raise the money for that, but I see that these guys need a place to get acquainted with the situations so that they can figure out how to be most effective and to have a place of rest between battles. And one of those guys, Jordan Gatley, he stayed with us a few months ago. He was an ex-British soldier. He was gruesomely killed by the Russians in that city of Severodonetsk just a few days ago while trying to free the city on the behalf of the Ukrainians. And a mutual friend, another British warrior called Goody, he's also stayed with us. And he wrote this tribute on Facebook, which I just saw this morning when I woke up here in Kyiv. And he said to his friend, his now dead friend, "You will go to Valhalla. I promise you I'm going to stay here and continue to fight the Russians. I will not come home until the Russians are all gone and we've killed as many as we can and pushed each and every one of them back away from Ukraine. Rest in Valhalla for eternity, my brother. I'll see you up there very soon, and we'll drink together and fight each other just like we used to." And there's a personal example how you have warriors from all over the world coming to help Ukrainians stand up to this really sort of, you know, this evil threat of the Russian invaders.
So important to hear these stories and not forget what's going on there. And with other events and news like the January 6th hearings, Ukraine goes to page 2, 3, or 4. So we really appreciate your reporting here, Joseph. So you're in Kyiv now, and is the city, as you mentioned, after a long period of calm, it was hit again. Does life go on almost normally most times of the day and night there now?
It does. And you see, I mean, you really see it. You know, today I took a run in the Botanic Gardens here, and there was an alarm sounding during my run. And you, as I looked in the faces of everyone who walked by me, and you realize that everyone who's here, almost everyone who's here, has made a decision to be here in this time. Women and children, you know, women and mothers included. And there's a resilience and a refusal to give up on their home. So, yes, the cafes are open. The streets are busy. I mean, this is my first time in Kyiv since the war began. So certainly there's a different feel. I have not yet seen the destruction. I will look at some of that later today. But yeah, there's a resiliency here. And even during the alarms, you know, people look up to the sky every time there's a noise. But so far today, it has been calm here.
Hope it stays that way. Well, Joseph, you'll be happy to hear that we've given away another authentic 3x5 foot Ukrainian flag, courtesy of the WGN Flag Company. And our winner this morning, Marie from Burlington, Wisconsin. And everybody in the Midwest is supporting Ukraine, Joseph.
Well, Marie, thank you for listening. And this is always good to know the widespread support back home in the States.
And my spies report that you may even be able to do some video for us and give the winners of our flags a little extra special surprise. Is that true?
Yeah, I would like to share some videos from Ukrainians who are here and fighting, because I think I've seen we've done that when people give us donations to support supplies for the soldiers. It's been great for Americans to have that personal connection, and Ukrainians want to share their stories as well. And in fact, my friend, the British warrior who I just quoted, I'm going to ask him today if he can make a video greeting to Marie, and I'd love to build these connections.
How about that? All right. And we'll give away more flags tomorrow, and we'll talk to Joseph Lindsley tomorrow. Safe travels. Thank you. And we really appreciate your reporting, Joseph.
Thank you, Bob.